Well, it's battered and beaten, but the Vermont House's health care reform bill is still alive. Many Democratic lawmakers, however, don't think the legislation goes nearly far enough. And there are also concerns about how the House Health Care Committee plans to raise the money it needs to support a few initiatives that remain. BPR's Peter Hirschfeld has the latest.
It wasn't so long ago that lawmakers were contemplating a $190 million health care reform proposal. The plan, put forth by Governor Peter Shumlin, was designed to rectify long-standing structural deficiencies in Medicaid funding, deficiencies the governor blames in part for the rising costs of private health insurance. Last month, House lawmakers scaled the plan back to about $68 million, less than the governor wanted, but still enough, they said, to invest in meaningful reforms. The plan took another hit a few weeks ago when a committee knocked the grand total down to about $30 million. Now, that same piece of legislation has been whittled down to a wisp of its former self in the $15 million package that passed through the House Committee on Healthcare by an 8-3 vote Thursday was for some Democrats a sad end to a dispiriting process.
I feel like what's really happening is it's harder for us to raise the money to do the right thing than it is to let premiums go up for Vermonters. That's really what I think.
That's Johnson Representative Mark Woodward, a Democrat who sits on the House Healthcare Committee. House lawmakers rejected the payroll tax that would have been needed to fund the governor's proposal. But Woodward says that in a democratically controlled House, he figured there'd at least be enough support for the half-cent per ounce tax on soda and other sugary beverages needed to fund a previous version of the reform bill.
I guess I'd say I'm really disappointed in my Democratic caucus that we couldn't muster the votes to pass the revenue package that even came out of Ways and Means last week.
The bill up for consideration now would help low-income Vermonters pay for copays and deductibles and modestly increase Medicaid reimbursement rates for primary care doctors. Hinesburg Representative Bill Lippert, the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Healthcare, says it doesn't go nearly as far as he'd like.
We had hoped to have a more substantial package. It appears to be the best we can do at this point in time, and I believe we do need to move it forward in order to address some of these issues.
The healthcare committee had been considering a $2 per pack increase in the cigarette tax to fund the bill, which would have brought state taxes to $4.75 per pack. The tax hike would bring in about $8.7 million annually and draw down federal matching dollars needed to pay for the full $15 million plan. But Representative Ann Donahue says that would be a massive increase to an already regressive tax that hits the low-income and mentally ill people that statistically make up a disproportionate share of the smoking population.
We are really doing a not only regressive but offensive tax that is taking money from people who are on disability.
The healthcare committee opted instead for a 25-cent per pack cigarette increase. However, that won't raise close to enough money to support the legislation. The bill heads next to the House Committee on Ways and Means, where lawmakers will find an alternate revenue proposal. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.